You know what? To all the naysayers out there, everyone who feels that God has forgotten us, left us alone, and look at Corona, and look at the country, and look at corruption, and the government, and everyone's finances, everything has gone to the dogs. You know what? In spite of it all, we serve a faithful God, a loving God, a good God. And I can prove it with your testimonies. We asked our listeners, we asked people on social media as well. So what happened to you that was good because of Corona? Because this happened in the world, what happened in your life that actually turned out for the good? Maybe you were surprised by what God can do in your life. Tell us, please. Well, here's what you had to say.
Hello, Janine. Hello, Amal. Ek is regtig waar vandag opgewonde. Ek het 'n dankbare hart. Hierdie lockdown tyd, of sal ek sê genade tyd, het vir my regtig waar baie beteken. Dit het my groot verandering meegebring. 'N restaurasie van my huwelik. Ek is 18 jaar getroud, ek het 'n kind van 12 en ons is maar baie goed versteur. En hierdie tyd het mens basies gedwing om mekaar in die gesig te staar en deur mense goed te werk en dit het soveel beteken vir my dat ons hierdie die 19de November ons huweliksbeloftes in mekaar hernie het. Ek het 'n pastoor gesien en ja, so 'n bietjie raad gekry in hierdie proses en hy het vir my gesê, Annemarie, jy het die sleutel. Ja, ons vrouens sit met die sleutel. En ek het regtig wel hierdie sleutel positief aangewend en soos wat die Here 'n ark gebou het en 'n deur gekap het in hierdie ark, het ek ingegaan en ek het gebruik gemaak van al hierdie beloftes en al hierdie voorsiening wat binnekant hierdie ark was. En ja, dit is regtig waar so die, ek dink aan Jeremia 29 vers 11 wat sê, ek weet wat ek vir julle beplan, voorspoed en nie teespoed nie. Ek wil vir julle toekoms gee en 'n verwagting. En ek kan eerlikwaar sê, met daardie verwagting in my hart het hierdie deurgebreek en het restaurasie plaasgevind. En ek kan hierdie tyd vir niks verruil nie. Dit was 'n tyd van 'n wonderwerk. As daar iemand is wat bietjie 'n moeilike ding deurgaan nie, verhouding gewys of huwelik, wil ek jou bemoedig en sê byt vas. Hier is ek getuie van hoe wonderlik goed kan uitwerk, al lyk goed onmoontlik, is niks onmoontlik vir God nie. En o ja, ek wil net bid, ook bysê my manne toe vir my 'n lieflike kombuis gebou met hout, dit is so mooi. Oregon pine look, allee, ek hou van oudhede, so dit pas so pragtig in. So ja, ek is in plaas van met blomme geseën, as ek met dit ook nog geseën. So ja, wat 'n lieflike tydperk van 'n nuwe begin.
Goeiemôre, my naam is Chrissy Bell van Washington in Engeland. Ek wil net sê wat het die Here vir my gedoen deur hierdie grendeltyd. Hier in Engeland, hier ons 'n stukkie grond by die munisipaliteit en dan maak ons ons eie groentetuine. So ek het die hele tyd by die groentetuin gewerk en die Here het my so geseën met die wonderlikste groentes. En ek kon daardie groente uitdeel vir ander mense en van die middel van Junie af het ek nog nooit groente gekoop nie. Tot nou toe nog gebruik ek my eie groente en net om elke oggend, partykeer was ek al 5:00 in die oggende daar om te sien die sonsopkom, so pragtig in die voeltjies en om so in die natuur te wees was net wonderlik om die grootheid en die almag van die Here te sien. En die Here het my so geseën met my groente. Ek het 'n regte boerpampoen, 'n wit boerpampoen van 12,5 kg. Ek kon hom amper nie eens opgetel het. So en ek eer die Here dat ek kon werk op hierdie ouderdom in my groentetuin en dat ek kon uitdeel. So is nie net wat soos Johan die liedjie gespeel het, something good is going to happen to you nie. It's also something good is happening through you. En ek het die lieflikste blomme gehad en blomme gepluk vir mense gegee, vir al die ouwe dames wat met hulle hondjies verby loop, want dit was aan die pad waar baie mense op die staproutes gaan en goed so. Dit was net, ek eer die Here vir wat hy vir my gedoen het in hierdie grendeltyd en wat ek kon vir ander gedoen het. Baie dankie, seën en liefde vir julle by Radio Kansel.
Good morning Janine, I hope you're well. Janine, my testimony is really so long. I'm actually on my way to be guest speaker at a ladies function this morning, sharing my testimony. But briefly, I've been in a very serious motorcycle accident and almost lost my leg. I'm very badly scarred, which I've covered with tattoos to use as a testimony. My bladder was removed 12 years ago, and I'm the longest surviving patient in South Africa with a neobladder, which means my bladder is made from my intestine. I've had now 49 surgeries to date. But when I had the bladder surgery 12 and a half years ago, I was actually dying 2 days after surgery from low blood pressure. And a gentleman that had been praying for me, who was then 65 years old, came into ICU to tell me to stop giving up because I'm not going to die that day. I've got too much work to do for Jesus. And within hours, my blood pressure climbed and I pulled through. So on my journey of recovery, which was long and hard after the bladder, I met lots of ladies at the doctor's rooms in the hospital every week. And I started to really feel and sense their pain and their anguish and how a silent woman be or can be, and don't tell their families that they're going through all the suffering. So I started reaching out with a story bracelet, which back then I called my Jesus bracelet because I made them for Jesus. And I would give it to a woman with a blessing inside that said, bless the lady wearing this bracelet, pour out your love and peace on her. And then I ask the lady to wear it for a while. And when she finds another lady that needs a blessing, to pay the bracelet forward and then phone me for another. Well, it got so huge, I had to get ladies in the church involved, etc. And 5 years later, sadly, my husband passed away and I stopped making them. But during COVID, God prompted me to make them again. So I asked for confirmation. I got the confirmation and I started making them. And through these hard times and things that people are suffering after COVID, ladies are actually reaching out with the bracelets. But yeah, there's much more to my story than just this. But God bless Janine.
Hi Janine, it's Jeff Yerster here. How I lost the weight and the most important is the centimeters is because of all the stress of COVID. I got myself into a routine, a daily training routine where I cycle and I walk. And I set myself a specific target to achieve 12 kilometers a day. And I also do walking, which is about between 2.5 and 5 kilometers. And then what transpired was that I did a virtual tour. So I first did a tour down to Mhlanga, and then I did a virtual race down to Cape Town and up the Wild Coast. And that gave me the motivation to do the cycling every morning. And on that basis, I started first losing inches, and then I lost the weight. So I lost 13 kilograms in weight and 6 centimeters off my waist. It was fun just doing this virtual tour, and I posted some of it on Facebook so that folks could see how far I was going, but it put me under pressure to do my daily ride. I also changed my diet, and when everybody was posting that they were eating more, I began to eat a lot less, and that was very helpful. I changed my diet completely, and that was helpful in also in the weight loss. That was the way that I coped with the lockdown during COVID.
Hi Janine, dis sommer net vir my voorreg om vir jou net 'n voice message te los oor wat die Here in my lewe gedoen het. Ek dink baie prakties in my besigheid het ek 'n baie moeilike tyd gehad die laaste paar jaar. En is net amazing hoe die Here my besigheid besig is om te herstel. Die laaste 3 maande het ek amper beter gedoen as in die laaste 2 jaar, en hoe die Here vir ons nuwe kliënte gestuur het. nie net as gevolg van COVID, jy weet, 19 in die tye wat ons nou gefase het nie, maar dit is net regtig amazing om te sien die herstel wat die Here bring in ons in ons besigheid. Ek het my eie konstruksie besigheid waar ons huise renovate en huisopknappings doen om dit so in Afrikaans te stel. Maar dis regtig vir my mooi om te sien dat God se tyd absoluut perfek is. Jy weet, baie keer wil ons God se of ons eie wil dwing op dit wat God nou moet doen. Maar dit is vir my 'n riem onder die hart en dit is vir my dis vir my mooi om te sien dat die Here ons nooit sal los nie. En hoe die Here net gekom het en vir my nuwe kliënte gestuur het en hoe die Here ons finansies herstel, die pos wat my vrou gekry het by Woodhill College is net regtig van die Here af. Sy het 'n fantastiese posisie gekry wat sy al vir 13 jaar lank van droom. En ons het soveel guns by Woodhill College dat ons dogtertjie net 'n kwart van die prys hoef te betaal. Sy het al goedes betaal, hoe die mense net help. En dit is vir my regtig amazing om te sien hoe die Here in ons journey vir ons sorg as gesin en sorg hoe hy ons transitioning van Nelstrom af Pretoria toe bring en ons is opgewonde om te sien wat die Here gaan doen.
Goeiemiddag, dit is Jaco hierdie kant van Centurion. Ek wil net graag vir God weer 'n keer al die eer en lof en prys en aanbidding gee want hy is regtig 'n betroubare God. Net kortliks ek het in einde Junie is ek geretrench, maar God het vir my 'n geleentheid gegee en ek het my eie ding begin doen. En gister het hulle vir my gesê die kontrak beëindig nou. Ek het gebid, ek het die kerk gevra om saam met my te bid, vriende, familie gevra om saam te bid, heeltemal totaal oorgegee aan die Here. En weet jy, dit is nie eens vir my 'n verrassing nie, want ek weet God is daar altyd. En vandag het hulle vir my laat weet, weet jy wat, ons wil vir jou 'n nuwe kontrak aanbied vir die hele jaar, vir die hele volgende jaar. So 2021, hier kom ons. Dit gaan 'n awesome jaar wees. En die goeie nuus is dat dit, ek is so bly en dankbaar dat die geldjies wat ek gaan kry is meer as wat ek oorspronklik gekry het voordat ek getree trenches. So die sommetjies is wonderlik, maar God is bo dit. En ek wil net vir hom sê baie dankie. En dankie Radio Kansel en julle. Julle bemoedig mense so deur hierdie moeilike tye. Hou aan om dit te doen. Ons waardeer julle baie.
Ons staan aan die einde van die jaar. My naam is Jacques Papenfuss en ek is van Moegesukkel. En vir meeste van ons was dit seker die moeilikste jaar en die mees onsekerste jaar wat ons nog ooit in ons lewe ervaar het. En ek onthou die begin van COVID nog soos gister, daai eerste week. Dink ek het almal net gerus want almal was moeg. Ons het almal baie hard gewerk. En skielik kom daar 'n tyd waar jy net niks hoef te doen nie. Jy hoef nie e-mails te antwoord nie, jy hoef nie jou foon te antwoord nie. En die eerste week het ons gerus en die tweede week dink ek het baie mense begin leef in vrees. Daar was onsekerheid, onseker oor die virus, onseker oor wat gebeur, onseker hoe lank dit gaan aanhou. En ek het in daai tyd stil geraak en ek het by God gaan vra, God regtig, eers wat doen 'n mens in 'n onsekere tyd soos nou? En God herinner my aan die eerste keer wat ek passiefvol gevoel het oor 'n saak van God en dis waar ek in Kerkplein 2 boemelaars kos gegee het, Basie en Klasie. Dis seker nou amper 20 jaar terug. Dis waar ek die eerste keer regtig gevoel het, maar my lewe kan meer beteken. Op daai stadium was ek nog 'n dwelmverslaafde en ek was nog die mekaar met 'n klomp goeters. En ek het eintlik om uit te reik uit hierdie gat waaruit ek is, in Kerkplein opgeëindig en daar het ek dit wat ek gehad het, dit was broodpiesangs, atjar sweethou koeldrank, het ek vir daai ouens kon deel en uit dit uit het ek toe verder elke week net mense en mense kos gegee. En God herinner my en gaan terug soontoe en ek begin toe kos by mekaar maak en hier op 'n saterdagmiddag, op 'n sonoggemiddag, kry ek 'n boodskap uit Dubai van iemand uit en hulle sê hoorie so ek sien jy maak kos by mekaar vir mense, vir gesinne, ek wil vir jou R10,000 stuur. Nou op daai stadium het ek nog nie eers 'n post gemaak daaroor of enigiemand laat weet nie. En dit wys net hoe God hy is in die bestuur. As ek net stil raak en luister, is hy die een wat die uitkoms sal bring. En met die R10,000 gaan ons toe en ons ontwikkel toe verskillende produkte waarvan een veggie meat is. Dis 'n pakkie vol nutritional meal wat 6 groot mense of 10 kinders voer vir net R20. En uit dit uit het ons nog ander produkte ook ontwikkel en ons het kon van lockdown af tot nou toe al meer as 1 miljoen mense kos gee. En dit wys net hoe God in moeilike en onmoontlike tye as ons net nader aan hom kom en as ons net regtig gaan soek na daai calling, daai plan wat hy vir my en vir jou het, dat hy regtig my en jou kan gebruik in 'n stikkende wêreld, in 'n onsekere wêreld soos nou, in die mekaar tye om vir iemand anders hoop te bring. So dit is net amazing hoe God ten spyte van alles om ons nog steeds sy plan deur my en jou lewe 'n werklikheid kan en gaan maak. Blessings vir almal, alles wat mooi is.
Good afternoon, beloved. My name is Japonica. Definitely something good happened to me. I thought I'll never make it, but by His grace, that is so sufficient, I've made it this far. I've been so sick, diagnosed with multiple cysts on the liver, and but His grace. And in March, with the lockdown and that, going into April, May, I've just started getting pains in my leg, my tummy and all that. And I went into a deep depression. I never thought I'd make it. But as I said, His grace is so sufficient. He has carried me. And He has made me whole. I still got the cysts in the body, diagnosed with osteoarthritis. And I'm alive. That's His grace. I know without Him I'm nothing. Every step that I take, elke asemhaling, is net sy genade. Sy genade wat so oorvloedig is. Sy genade wat my dagliks dra. As ek in die oggend opstaan en sê ek net, dankie Here, vir nog 'n dag wat U bygevoeg het in my lewe. Uit myself kan ek nie. Maar deur U, in U, is ek in staat tot alles. En dit is my dankbare hart vanmiddag. Ek is 58 jaar oud. En die Here dra my. Die Here dra my. Mag die Here elke luisteraar seën. Mag die Here julle seën by Radio Kansel. Mag dit sy genade wat so oorvloedig is vanmiddag oor julle gaan. Sy genade wat nie perke het nie. Hy laat sy reën oor ons almal. Sondaars en gelowiges. So laat die son ook skyn oor almal. Wees bemoedig vanmiddag, skep moed, en laat ons hierdie jaar kopaai sê, weten dat die totsiens al die slechte dinge verby gegaan, as ons op die 31ste December staan en terugkyk, en ons besef dat uit ons self uit het, kon ons het nie gedoen het nie, want het was 'n moeilike jaar. As niemand wat kan sê 2020, was nie 'n moeilike jaar nie. Wees geseën. Amen.
Hi, my name is Judith Somhlaba. I'm from the Eastern Cape. I've been living in Gauteng for the past 10 years, working as a freelance vocalist. I recorded my album this year, beginning of the year, and we couldn't continue with anything because coronavirus came and we were locked down and all that. But then that gave me a chance to go back home in the Eastern Cape to look after my mother who was critically ill. She had stroke until she got better. I also fixed a house and I also started a business. I was selling winter coats. I'm still continuing with the business even now. Now I'm selling summer clothes. But it's doing very well. Those are things that I wouldn't have discovered if it wasn't for lockdown because I was wrapped around running after gigs and trying to make it in the music industry and all that stuff. I've even started planting vegetables. And that also is something new for me. I'm having some kind of a fresh start in my life. I'm doing a lot of things that I never had a chance to do. I've had a chance to restart, rewind everything that needed my attention. So, for me, lockdown brought a positive side more than a negative side. I've been struggling. I've been going up and down trying to make ends meet, but this year was quite different for me. Even financially, it was quite different. Thank you very much.
Kobie wat praat. Ag, ek kan maar net sê, Here is goed. Ek is nou ook in die lockdown, of vat jy maar hierdie dae so, soos hulle kom, maar dan kry jy hom ook maar af, dat jy bietjie down is. Ek is hierdie dag bietjie lekker down, en kry myself jammer, en dit is juist nou maar die tyd, wat ons nie mag rondry nie, en niemand sien nie, en ek hoor maar net een motorhoeder by die hek, en daar trek die kar weg, so ek by die hek gaan, sien ek hulle het vir my een do-it-yourself braaipakkie afgelaai iemand, sakkie charcoal, firelighters en een box ribbiekies. Hier het dit voorsien, met my daai laagte uit opgetel, my hand lekker braai, en dit was een redige verrassing, en ja, hier is net goed, amen.
Goeiedag, my naam is Kobus Jooste van Eldorein in Pretoria. Graag wil ek my getuienis met u deel van 'n wonderlike belewenis waarmee die Hemelse Vader my tydens die inperkingsperiode geseën het. In Januarie 2020 het ek vir my doktersgraad in die profetiese bediening geregistreer, met die rol en doel van die profetiese bediening in die laaste daas tema. Hiermee saam het die Hemelse Vader vir my gewys, dat hy 'n buitengewone ding met my gaan laat gebeur in 2020. Toe die inperking aangekondig word, kon ek nie verstaan hoe sy belofte sou manifesteer nie. Ek het begin skryf al my theses met die projeksie van die Bybelse profetiese bediening en boodskap op die bediening van die profete in die laaste dae. Met die krag en insig wat ek van bo ontvang het, was my theses reeds in die einde van Junie maand voltooi en het ek dit ingestuur vir assessering. Teen einde Junie het ek terugvoer gekry dat ek my doktersgraad met lof verwerf het. Ek wil graag alle eer en dankbaarheid aan die Hemelse Vader bring vir hierdie buitengewone seën wat ek ontvang het van hom tydens 'n tydperk wat die hele wêreld ingeperk was. Baie dankie dat ek my getuienis met u kon deel. Die getuienis van Jesus Christus is die gees van profesie. Amen.
In July 2016, my brother and I start our own Christian Instagram account with the name Reformed by Christ. We thought that this would be an easy way to share the gospel, to share the good news that Jesus Christ saved all across the world, because that was Jesus commanded us to do when he said that we must go out and preach the gospel all across the world. Now, since July 2016, when we started this page, up until March of 2020, we grew this Instagram account to 120,000 followers. Now, from March all the way through to June, this account jumped to 200,000 followers. This just shows that people wanted to hear the gospel. People had a hunger to hear the gospel during lockdown. Since then, our Christian Instagram account grew from 200,000 followers to 270,000 followers. Now, we used this lockdown time to create amazing content for our social media platforms, and we also used this time to start our own church called Reformed by Christ Church. We started this church in Kempton Park, and our first services were held online during the lockdown. Now, you might say, how do we get time to make all of this content for our church as well as the Instagram? Well, we study at the University of Pretoria. We are second-year students studying theology, but our classes have moved online. So this gave us the perfect opportunity to preach the gospel on Instagram and to also focus on building a church that is focused on moving for Jesus. Now, what this just shows is that no matter what we are facing, no matter what we are going through, we can use any situation for good, and God can use that situation for good. God can turn that situation around for His glory. So no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in South Africa, we need to be a light, no matter where it is, if it's in our community or even if it's online. So we really want to encourage you through what we're saying here today. No matter what you're facing, use it, and God can use that situation for His glory.
Hi everybody, I just want to share a testimony how we did mission work and ministry work during COVID lockdown. I'm Mike Lotter. I'm the Jesus Film Coordinator for Campus Crusade for Christ South Africa. To make a long story short, in January we came up with a new strategy, how to drive the Jesus Forum resources in South Africa. And in March, when we saw COVID is coming closer, we took the digital resources and came up with a strategy that we suggested to the Jesus Forum teams in South Africa to use while in lockdown. So it went very well, and it was a good alternative, and Campus Crusade for Christ adopted this strategy as well. Then our C region, the Southern and Eastern Africa region, also adopted this and included it into the Hope 2020 project. So the whole Hope 2020 project was driven in most of the Africa countries, sub-Sahara, with great success. And we had a revival in the digital world where over 4 million people decided to become followers of Christ. And they are busy following up on those people and discipling them with digital groups over WhatsApp and email. So that's an amazing alternative ministry that we came up with, and all glory and praises to God. We also then started with a strategy where we broadcast the Jesus Forum material on TBN Africa with a WhatsApp follow-up number that drive people to digital discipleship material. We also were very fortunate to have the Jesus Forum on DSTV catch-up and video play, Vodacom video play. And then we, because of all our activities, we were chosen as the number one country that the Jesus Forum is going to use as a launching pad to launch the Jesus Forum digital strategies into Africa. So we're very, very proud of that. And then Natasha, she's my wife, she's in charge of the Magdalena Women's Strategy. And she started hosting a Zoom Facebook Live weekly sessions where she worked through the video clips of Magdalena and Rivka. And up to now, they've got over 4,000 views on those Facebook videos. And then we also started a project with a Bible distributor in South Africa. We've also printed 110,000 Jesus Forum QR codes at the back of Bibles that's going to be distributed. So it's amazing what the Jesus Forum did as an alternative for missionaries and giving them resources to carry on in lockdown and not to stop mission work and evangelism and discipleship. We're just going from strength to strength and looking forward to 2021. Amen.
Hi, this is Priscilla. You know, during lockdown, we just saw how good God was. Our church decided that we're having drive-in church. So we had the stage outside, the musicians up there, the pastor would preach from there, and you'd come in your car, park, if you wanted to stand outside and worship outside and bring your camping chairs and sit outside. That's how we had church during the whole of lockdown. And God has been good. He's been faithful. And you know, even for me, my family and I, during lockdown, God even provided that we had increases in our salaries and that we could have more than enough food. And I was just off for 1 month, and I've been able to work throughout the lockdown, even going to work. My son could work at home, and then he's now back at the office again. But God has been good. He's been providing. And you know what was the verse that I really took courage from? Was that during famine, God provided for Isaac. And that's what we trust God for during all of this time, even whatever happens with South Africa, God is in control. Thank you.
So we had many things happen. The first thing was the day of lockdown, the Lord reminded me of a dream that I felt stuck, which was an explanation of lockdown to me, and it gave me peace with lockdown. We had just asked for a loan from the bank, which carried us through lockdown as well. We didn't know. My wife, uncle and aunt, they had done the same thing. They had a loan and they didn't realize that it had been given to them. And then when the lockdown came, obviously the Holy Spirit led them to look for it. And then they found the money, and it was also very useful for them during the lockdown. And then during lockdown, the Lord showed me this, I watched the Word, you know, and I got a revelation about Joseph. And I went and I looked at all my dead clients, the ones I thought I'd never get business from again. Just like Jacob thought Joseph was dead. And I got actually a better deal than I've ever had from which was really my main client. Yeah, and then all of a sudden I got a contract with a retainer and all kinds of things. So I had a lot of good things happen during lockdown, if I'm honest. I mean, miraculous things. So yeah, totally praise the Lord for His mercy and grace.
Hello, this is Cheryl speaking. The Lord has been so good to us. 2020, I lost the one job in March, and the Lord has really blessed us, and we've had more than our needs, and we've been able to share with others, and so many things. Praise the Lord. And what's wonderful is knowing, okay, so in money, the pocket is not full, 4,600 rand down, but just knowing that He will never forsake us, and not having any worries, looking at the flowers, looking at the birds, where the Lord says, look at the birds, they don't store in barns, but your Heavenly Father takes care of them. And that is just an encouragement for me. And looking outside my window at the flowers and how beautiful they are, and the flowers are dressed better than King Solomon and all his glory, and all glory to God.
Good morning, Janine. Thank you for allowing me to share my experience of the lockdown period following the corona outbreak. I have been on an amazing journey of gratitude for the past 2 years, and during lockdown was able to pen my fifth book called The Book of Blessings. I finished the book within 6 weeks, where it normally takes around 18 months to complete a book. This book is very relevant for the times we are living in at present, and I believe it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Apart from this positive outcome, I was also able to complete no less than 6 new paintings and have sold 2 via online auction sales. So indeed, this period in my life has been very productive, thanks to God's goodness. I've been able to spend special times with the Holy Spirit and have a more intimate relationship with Him than ever before in my 56 years of serving God. I have also been blessed to spend such quality time with my husband of 45 years. So thanks, Mrs. Corona. God has been good, and within negative times, there are so many positives if we only look deeper and focus on God. May you all be blessed as you start seeing the many, many gifts that God gives us every day.
Hello Janine, Trevor here. So ons story van hoop tydens lockdown, ons is voltyds sendelinge vir die wat luister. Ons bid al geruime jare dat die Here vir ons iemand sal stuur op ons pad wat ons sal borg met diesel. Want ons werk nie net in Noord-Botswana nie, maar wanneer ons in Suid-Afrika is, werk ons in Suid-Afrika. En tydens lockdown verloor ek ook so tussen 4 en 5000 rand van my maandelikse ondersteuning vir die bediening. Maar tydens dit kom stop daar 'n man by ons huis die oggend, en hy kom sê vir ons, hoor hierso, hy weet van ons, en die Here seën sy besigheid soveel. Hy deel met bulk diesel, En die Here seën hulle besigheid so baie dat hy wil teruggee vir die koninkryk. En van daai dag af bless hy ons met gratis onbeperkte diesel vir ons bediening, vir ons voertuig. En so kom maak die Here die geld wat weggeval het op. Ek wil net almal encourage dat wanneer ons bekommer, die Engelse woord is worry, dan sê ons vertrou nie God nie. En God sê nimmer, jy is nie 'n mens wat kan lieg nie. Dit wat hy sê hy sal doen, dit sal hy doen. Sy beloftes is ja en amen vir die wat hom lief het. So mag dit tot opbou wees vir wie ook al luister, vir wie ook al dit moet hoor. Bless julle, bye.
Middag julle, hoop het gaan goed. Is julle lief van, wel, was Elspark, maar nou is dit van Witpoort, Wolmaranstad, Noordwest. Ja, die Here was een awesome hierdie jaar. Almal is COVID was nie vir my een slechte jaar nie. Ek het op die Here gefokus en die Here het hierdie jaar deure oopgemaak. Ek het eerstens het ons in die bediening een pos gekry waar ons een gemeente kan gaan weer op die voet kry. Ons huis is verkoop in een rekord tyd en een rekord prys, want niemand gedink het is die prys wat ons sal kry nie. Ons het een nieuwe plek gekry vir R300,000 goedkoper. Die Here, ek het gevra Here, U is ons voorsien oor ons weet het. Hy geef ons hierdie plek wat twee plotte is met 'n pekanneetlading, vrugtebome, my hartsbegeerte, perskes, druiwe, alles. En ons is so gelukkig. Vandag is my laaste dag by Wel, laaste werkstap by die werk. Ek het bedank sodat ons kan aftrek uit Gauteng uit Noordwes toe en daar gaan siele wen vir die Here. So ons is baie baie excited. Die Here was goed vir ons hierdie jaar. Wanneer ons terugkyk kan ons net sê dankie vir die Here se beskerming elke liewe dag ook in ons lewens vir sy voorsiening en sy genade. En ek wil net weer eens sê, hy hou sy belofte, dat ons Matteus 6 gegee om te sê, as jy eers jou koninkryk soek, sal hy vir jou alles gee wat jy nodig het. En is iets waaron ons elke dag moet vasthou. En ons moet Spreuke 3 uitleef en hom vertrou, volkome. En alles ons plan aan hom bekend maak, dan sal hy ons ook op die regte paaie lei en ons paaie gelyk maak. So ja, dit is my getuienis, hoe goed die Here is. Ek kan nog baie praat, daar is nog baie dinge, maar dit is die grootste goeders. So ja, geseënde dagie vir julle allemaal by kansel, en mag 2020 ook een fantastische jaar verder wees vir julle in die laaste paar maande. Ek is so geïnspireerd deur Sjaal, hulle allemaal wat gemeentes begin het, en hoe die Here hulle gebruik. So, awesome. Geseënde dagie vir julle, daarby.